Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, G.I., and beyond that, I really don't know.
You got to make it a little more.
Let's give him time.
A little more time, right. Buzz. Yeah, you can give me all the time you want, but I can't really think
of
any.
You got MJ.
African-American basketball
player. Jason Williams.
Uh-huh.
You got Michael Jordan.
Right, Magic Johnson.
You already had MJ. I said about Michael Jordan. You have Magic Johnson.
No hints, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I'm not giving him
hints. This is simply...
I'm letting him know who he's named.
Formerly Dennis Rodman.
Okay, that's four.
Right.
That's welcome to our continuing tribute to Black History Month.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Buzz. Yeah. Take your time, Buzz. You've got four. We need six more.
You're shocked that I don't know any other professional sports?
Well, we'd actually like you to maybe just see if you can get something in the deep recesses.
All right.
I mean, if you think about it, you think for... Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay, listen. I mean, I think even... No, I know you're a hetero, but even the biggest faggot knows Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I should have thought of him, of course.
Kobe.
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson, right. Dikembe Mutombo.
Now that you give me the name,
Marcus Camby.
Right.
I mean, you know...
Karl Malone.
Right. Listen, it's NBA.
Dominique Wilkins.
Right.
Virtually all black guys. Okay, let's reset the clock.
Wilkins.
Joe, Dominique Wilkins. Joe, is the clock reset?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
As we continue our tribute to Black History Month,
Get
the music reset here.
And thank you for your participation in Black History Month.
Oh, thank you for the honor.
Don't worry, we're all going to be doing a different tribute to Black History Month.
Yes, very good. Mine will be most humiliating.
No, I don't think so. I think Lisa's will be.
Okay.
We find out all the black guys she's been to bed with.
Very good. Just the famous ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going to get all of them.
About 60 seconds on the big clock.
Yeah.
Please name all of the black NFL players you can in 60 seconds. Go.
Ooh, wow. Walter Payton. Refrigerator Perry. William. I just don't know. As everyone knew before we even started this quiz, I don't follow sports.
I guess you followed it back in the Chicago Bears days.
I lived in Chicago in 85 when the Bears were at their hottest, and people who didn't like sports followed them.
You're at my house for the Super Bowl.
You have two. You have two now that you've named. We need eight more.
You're at my house for the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's lots of black guys on the Rams. You watched the game with me.
No, I really didn't.
There were lots of black guys that...
I was at the party. I didn't watch the game.
Play for the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, but
Lots of famous black quarterbacks.
Didn't watch the game.
Famous Redskins.
Yeah, how about Redskins? I'm a famous former Redskins.
Daryl Green.
Daryl Green.
What was that?
Daryl Grant.
Daryl Grant.
That counts.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You're making progress. You have four.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's about what we expected, I think. No, I think we're surprised.
Daryl Grant. Think Redskins.
I appreciate
it. Sorry, you're all out of time. You named Walter Payton, Refrigerator Perry, Daryl Green, and Daryl Grant. Yeah. Those were the only four black football players you came up with.
All great.
We're going to move
all great players.
Move a little bit more into Buzz's wheelhouse now.
Oh, good.
Buzz?
Yes.
In 60 seconds,
as
we continue our tribute to Black History Month, please name your top 10 black actors.
Black actors.
Go.
Go. Number one, Andre Brower, my favorite. Let's see. Yaphet Kotto from Homicide: Life on the Street. Oh, man. Just trying to bring him to mind quickly. Denzel Washington, of course.
Right. That's three.
Right. Of course it is.
We're looking for seven more.
I'm not sure I can think of 10 white actors in 60 seconds.
Right.
I'll give you that quiz in a moment.
All right. I don't know. I mean, actors and actresses are Cicely Tyson.
Well, now, it's got to be an
actor.
Yeah. You had Andre Brower.
No. He still has time. I just buzzed him on Cicely Tyson.
I see. All right. You have three. We're looking for seven more.
Okay.
They can be from, you know, from history.
Any era.
Aren't many on Friends, are there?
And then you think feature films.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, you're out of town.
He had who?
He had Andre Brower, Yaphet Kotto, and Denzel Washington.
So he had two out of the three are on the same TV show, right?
They were at one time, yes.
Yes,
eventually, Andre Brower had his own show.
You know, Morgan Freeman would come to mind.
Right.
About Will Smith.
Will Smith, absolutely.
Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier, the great actor.
Bill Cosby.
I don't work well like this under pressure.
Okay.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes.
I'm really going to toss you a softball choice. Now.
Ron Glass.
Right.
Damon Wayans.
The guy from Barney Miller.
Yeah,
you would have been safe with
Bernie Mac.
Oh, the great Bernie Mac.
And incidentally, I watched the Bernie Mac show last night.
It's fracturingly funny.
He had hemorrhoids, and I swear to God, I have never laughed as hard at a show that doesn't have a laugh track as I laughed at the Bernie Mac show last
Very
night.
Good.
All right, Buzz, here you go.
Okay.
Now, this one you should ace. My money is on you this time, Buzz.
Okay, thanks.
Please, Buzz, name your favorite top 10 black musicians. Go.
First of all, first choice, Lenny Kravitz. I liked Rick James before he went insane. You got to mention James Brown, of course.
You're talking about my favorites, or you just want?
We have three. We'd be looking for seven more.
You'd be looking, yeah. But my favorites.
How about just answer? Just come up with 10.
Okay. I'm not good at thinking of names under pressure. That's just not what
kind
I
of
do.
The idea for the bit was born around that.
Yeah, I understand. It's exciting, isn't it? You heard the expression "Black man in America"?
Mm-hmm.
Buzz on the Don and Mike show.
Wow! Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
Does that mean you feel somehow oppressed?
A little, yes. Okay. Under the circumstance.
All right, we're looking for.
You mean you can't come up with 10 black musicians?
Not under pressure. I need some time to think about it. I can't do it in 60 seconds on live radio. No, sorry, it's just not what I do.
You know, you could actually take care of a whole bunch by just mentioning the Jacksons.
There you go.
But could you mention all of them by name?
Well, I could.
You know, Marlon.
Well, Mike, I know you could, and you know I could.
Right.
Marlon,
Tito,
Jackie,
Jermaine,
Michael,
Janet, Latoya.
Right.
Is there one we're forgetting?
Kate.
Kate Jackson. No, she was on Charlie's Angels.
I'm sorry.
Well, what can I say? But it's a tribute to all African Americans.
Sure is. You did very well with that. You did the best with football players, naming four.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you named three actors. You named three football, basketball players, and three musical artists.
Very, very proud.
Say it loud. You're black and proud, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. A total of 13 fine African Americans on Buzz's list out of a possible 40.
Yeah. Every day, we're going to find a different way to salute Black History Month on this show, and thank you very much.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
34%.
Thank you.
There you go. It's about like my bowling. There you go.
Now,
let me tell you something. You don't bowl as spaz as Johnny does.
I throw in a bonus one for you?
Sure.
A bonus one?
Sure.
This is going to be a real tough one. Because I thought those were easy. I thought, like, NBA is a, you know.
If I'd had time to think about it, but.
Well, that was the whole point.
I know.
You don't have time to think about it.
Rob had time to think of his little list, and I had no time to think of mine.
He's defensive, and I can understand why.
I'm embarrassed.
Would you like to turn it around on me?
No, I'd be glad
to take. You throw out the challenge. I'll take it now to see how crappy I do.
But you and Mike are very good at those improv kinds of things.
What we can do is take a category for each of us, because we all have areas of where we don't have.
And,
I'm real deep in. I'm not real deep in basketball either. I would have had trouble with that.
So go ahead. Would you like to throw one out? Against us, go ahead.
If I was playing Don,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd go with a category that I know that I'd be able to get him in.
Right.
What's that?
Right.
In 60 seconds, name 10 hockey players.
I don't know why. Turn the thing off. I don't know one black hockey.
See, I win.
Yeah.
That's how easy that was.
I don't know one black hockey.
Yeah, now he can do it. Now you try to do it to me because you know you think the right category.
Well, you know, no, actually, hockey's like the universe. And well, okay.
All right, for me?
Yeah.
Okay, in 60 seconds?
Besides, well, I'm going to give you two that I know you're going to know right away.
Okay, you can eliminate those to make it harder.
Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh.
Right.
Pro golfers.
Not black pro golfers?
Black pro golfers.
David Duval.
No. Black pro golfers.
Oh, black pro golfers.
Without Tiger Woods or Vijay Singh.
That's not fair. They don't exist.
Lee Elder.
Charlie Sifford. Charlie Sifford Jr. All the Sifford. Wait a minute, there's one more. Charlie Sipper, and Jim Dent?
You're picking names out of a phone book. I don't know.
Jim Dent, and that?
That might be it.
That might very well, but I'm sure there are more African-American golfers.
I didn't even know about the junior.
Buzz, you want one more?
Sure.
Okay. Let me think of an easy one for you. Wait for that this thing to re-cue. Okay. This is a real easy one.
You know what I'd love to do with you?
What?
I'd love to, you can't mention Tiger Woods or David Duval.
Right.
Give me 10 PGA golfers.
You want me to give you?
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with blacks, though.
I know. Right. I know it doesn't. 10 PGA golfers.
All right.
Just so like it.
Start the clock.
Might not be cued.
All right.
Does it be current or can it be former?
They can be former.
Okay.
Hall of Famers.
Because you've always, you said, all right, now go.
Well, I'm waiting for the tick, tick, tick.
Well, come on, Joe.
Gary Player.
Right.
Jack Nicklaus. Arnold Palmer. Lee Trevino. John Daly. I can't have Tiger Woods?
No.
Okay, I got five with Sergio Garcia.
Good job.
Is that one? How about this? Davis Love III.
Good job.
How about this one? How about Ben Crenshaw?
Yes, come on.
How about
two more.
God damn it. Jasper Parnevik.
Yes, one more.
And, for Christ's sake, David Duval.
Christ, one more. I need one more golfer. One more,
six under.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh! Hey. Did it.
Nice.
Very good.
Got it.
Very good.
That is terrific.
Got it.
That is hard to do.
That's very tough.
That is very, very good.
God damn, that's hard.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it, honey.
Damn it, golfing honey.
My God. But see, it's fun to think of categories where we'd all come up short.
I have plenty of time there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can I speak to radio star Buzz Burbank, please?
He's right here.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I just want to let you know that you don't have to worry about your lack of knowledge in black history or black music or whatever, because you and your wife make the best on-radio duo that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Stop it. Oh, that commercial that we're running with Buzz and Marcia.
You guys who just deserve it. Best on-radio duo ever.
Wow, that's very kind.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you. See you later.
And it's not that I don't know, black actors or even black athletes. I'm just not good at thinking of a list under pressure.
How about,
can I give him a list?
Is it black or non-black?
It's non-human.
Oh, okay, sure.
Buzz?
Yes.
In 60 seconds.
Okay.
I feel good about this. Give me 10 makes of car.
All right, current makes of car. 60 seconds on the clock.
Ford, Chrysler, Nissan, Toyota, Hyundai, Honda.
That's not what you meant.
Volkswagen. No, not at all.
Those are makes.
Not by a little bit. Model.
So,
I thought you said makes.
I'm sorry.
All right, forget it. All right. I wanted models. We all want models.
Dodge Stealth and stuff.
Buzz is the worst at games, but I understood what you were saying.
Not the jumble,
right? Technically,
that's right. I'll kick your ass with the jumble.
Technically, by make, you meant manufacturer, and I know Mike was looking for the Acura Legend.
Right. Make is the maker, model is the model.
Toyota Celica.
That's difficult under a time window to come up with something.
Chevrolet Caprice.
Shut up.
Don't make it anymore. Current models of car.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm
Hello.
So sorry, Rob.
They make it in Saudi Arabia.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
You want a really great sports game that works anytime is try and come up 10 guys of
I love
same.
The guy. I just want to interrupt you for a second. I love the guys that do have the idea for the game and then are not able to spit it out.
I'll give them a chance.
Okay,
here.
I'll spit it out.
All right, spit it out.
Come up with 10 guys in sports with the same first name. You pick any name you want.
You know what that is? That's a name game. We play the name game all the time on this show.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay, take care.
Come on, get out of here. That's enough. We're going to break. Buzz, would you like to apologize to all blacks who are listening right now?
I'd like to apologize to everyone. Everyone on the planet, I'm sorry. I'm just very damn sorry.
happy, everybody. Happy Black History Month.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow you'll be glad to know that
nobody can wire your stereo, though, like Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
The color on a TV.
That's right. Tomorrow I'll be putting lovely Lisa Herndon in the spotlight as we celebrate Black History Month.
Very good.
That's right. Yes, you got to play tomorrow, Lisa. Yes, you do. Well, you have a great knowledge of today's modern black man.
Excellent.
I know you do. What makes today's modern black man tick? From the inside out.
Look, whatever I play.
That's on tomorrow's episode. We got a break right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what? I'm going to go with this. I don't know how much time we have for this. If we even got enough time to get into this. This is a record from 1968. Okay? Here's an ad that ran in Billboard magazine
okay.
in 1968. The ad reads as followed. Poems wanted. We are searching for good poems and lyrics to set to music. Good songs are in great demand now by record companies and publishers. Send your best poems or lyrics for our best offer.
Very good.
And what it was actually was a scam.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where then you would write some dumb poem and you'd send it in and they'd say to you, you know, this is so great
right. That,
well, rather than simply pay you $50 for this, what we would like is, we would like for you to pay us to come out to Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
and record the song.
And they're all horrible.
And they're all horrible. And they would say to the people, now, you got to pay for your airfare. You got to pay for the studio time. But keep in mind, the people are sending the poems
right.
in
sure,
because they think that they're going to get paid. The scam would go that they'd say, you got to find your own way out to Los Angeles.
Right.
Now, look, you're in a big recording studio. We have set your poem to music.
And now you have to pay for the studio time.
And you have to pay for the musicians.
Wow. And probably licensing and all
right.
nonsense. Yeah.
And like you would leave then. It would cost, back in the day, 1968, you would, by the time you left with your box of 50 records that they would give you, they would actually print out
right.
50 45 RPM records for you, it would cost you $2,500.
An amazing amount of money back then.
Yeah. And keep in mind that the ad reads, we are looking to buy poetry and lyrics.
Right.
So you got dum-dums.
I mean, scams like that have run for many, many years, right. and that's probably one of the early ones.
So you've got dum-dums who sent the poetry in. Mm-hmm. They get the call from the sales guy going, oh, boy, do we love this.
Right.
But we think it's so great.
Then they go back home to suburbia USA, and they tell all their friends for the next 20 years that they recorded a song.
Right.
Let me see. And I've got here.
I'll play it for you.
Right now.
I've got 28 of them.
Wow.
28 people actually signed up.
Put my record on the phone.
How about this one? Gretchen's New Dish.
Very nice. Gretchen's New Dish. This is an amateur recording.
This is by a guy named Chester Finley, who lived in Memphis.
What?
Chester fancied himself a singer-songwriter.
Uh-huh. It is ridiculous, unacceptable.
Now, is this the album that you have? Is it laid out as such that it's that these are horrible records?
Allegedly. No, I've not heard them yet. So let's hear it together. Yes, I would guess they're horrible.
Yes.
But some poor schmuck in 1968 paid $2,500 for this.
In the merry month of May, Gretchen, 6 years old today, brings from school a little dish and a card with happy wish from a boy across the way. Gretchen, full of do-si-do, in the kitchen singing low. Greetings to the little dish, accompanied by a liquid swish.
Okay, so you get,
oh, that's mighty bad.
You get the idea.
I like it.
That's a great example right out of the chute.
Poor Chester.
All right, here's a... So it's obviously somebody else recording Chester's song. Unless that was Chester.
Oh, no, hold on. He had his daughter, Bobby Blake, sing the song.
Very good.
Okay, so
not Robert Blake.
Chester wrote it, and it was Bobby Blake.
Gretchen's Dish.
Here is a song that is written and performed by Gene Marshall.
Okay. Oh, Gene Marshall.
Another guy who had a poem, sent
right.
it in. They run the scam on the guy. They ended up paying $2,500.
Penny, your sister.
Here's what he ended up with.
Into it right now.
And they're sitting around and going, sounds like a hit record to me, man.
Hey, watch this dumbass.
Away down in the woods, hunting for wild game. And what happened to me, I cannot explain.
I got tired of hunting and sat down on a stone. And there sat something there on the ground. He was very pretty and a little striped. Well, I reached down to touch him, but to my surprise,
is that a skunk?
He threw something in my eye.
I believe so.
It wasn't fire, but I
think
it was hot. Things I said I forgot, but I was mad, getting sick and couldn't see. On my way back, I stopped at the barn to feed my horse and pony.
This is horrible.
smell that awful scent. You should have seen him jump that.
Where's the hook? Here it comes.
I went on home and went to bed. I thought I might as well be dead. Mama made a dive for a corner of the house. She asked my brothers to chuck me out. It was 3 days before I saw him.
This is beyond bad. This is like you're trying to make it bad.
People said I smell too loud. If anybody knows why I smell so, please send me a letter, because I'd like to know. I went out in the woods.
I told ya.
Hunting for a wild game.
Hunting for a wild game.
And what happened to me?
That makes sense. You touched a skunk, dumbass.
Later recorded by Jimmy Dean.
That's the funny thing. You got to deal. I don't doubt that that's a song about a true experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because right. That'd be the kind of guy. That song was so bad, that would be the kind of guy that would lean over and try to pet a skunk.
Well, here's one called You Bug Me.
That'll be hard to beat. I don't see anybody beating the skunk song. Can't see that happening.
Maybe this one. You Bug Me.
This is by Albert Green.
Oh, I like this one already. You bug me.
You bug me. Baby, the way that you can twirl. You gave me the eye out of the world. You bug me.
These are bad, aren't they?
You bug me.
I think you got the gist of that one.
Very nice.
How about this one by Dick Kent called Hot Pants?
Ah, Dick Kent.
Ah, Hot Pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Dick Kent Retrospective.
Dick Kent. Goddamn. You got to appreciate this.
Bury the vocals so much on these.
All right, hold on. How about the miniskirt fad?
The miniskirt fad.
This might be a novelty record.
The miniskirt fad. This one is by some schmuck who paid $2,500 named Ray Kindle Clandy.
The miniskirt fan.
Hey girl, your legs are pretty, your knees are pretty too. So listen to me, girl. Hey, here's a thing to do. You put that short skirt on now. You better look around. Cause the tiny miniskirt fan is coming to our town. So baby.
Hey, your legs are sure pretty. Your knees are, too, but they're not part of your legs.
Hello. Hello, Don and my shoes. It's Sean in Spokane. Hello, Sean.
How you guys doing, Don?
We're doing great.
Right on. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Are those the actual people that wrote the songs that are singing? Or?
Yes, the way I understand it, these are the actual people who wrote the songs. And the scam is that the ad in 1968 says poems wanted.
Hey, your legs are pretty. Your knees are pretty, too.
So this douchebag writes this song called The Miniskirt Fad.
Coming to your town.
Some guy calls him up and says, I've got news for you. We've just read your lyrics, The Miniskirt Fad.
Right.
We think this is a hit record. What we're going to do is put this to music.
Right.
We need you to fly out to Los Angeles. Then the guy gets there, and they say,
Rob.
You okay, Rob? Oh, my God. They say to the guy, not only is it a great song, but we think that you should sing it, and we are going to hire background singers, studio musicians.
Right. And then Rob shot a mortar out of his nose.
And they would charge people like $2,500.
Wow. Your legs are pretty. Hike up that skirt right now. Show me that bounty. Show me that bounty under your skirt.
I got about a million of them. I don't know if this is translating. I heard this one night, and I almost drove off the road
right
when I'm listening to this.
It's
Let me see. Let me find you one more. How about Shut Up and Quit Talking?
Very good.
This will be a rocker.
Shut Up and Quit Talking. This is by Paul Johnson.
Hi.
It's got that late 60s feel.
Here it is, everybody. Shut up and quit talking.
Shut up and quit talking. Give me your love. You don't seem to notice the moon above us. I just want to love you.
God damn.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Shut up and quit talking. And listen to me.
I think it's phenomenally romantic. It's Rob's theme song, too.
All right, now, my uncle, Johnson.
Cut number 10. Now, this, Pete, I believe, this is a takeoff on, you remember the ode to Billy Joe?
Yeah, right.
Billy Joe McCavitt jumped off the tower.
Great song, classic song, one of the greatest songs ever written.
This is by Marjorie Holloway, and it's called More on Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, here's the best, when they take like a classic song.
I'm not sure what they've done.
And they F it up.
I'm not sure what they've done.
I think I bet your house on it.
I've not listened to it.
Here we go.
I swear.
Here we go.
Billy Joe.
Yeah, Billy Joe.
God almighty.
He said he saw me up on Choco Ridge. I told my mama she makes me feel so bad. I said, didn't y'all know?
Is this like bordering on baby talk, too?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a 50-year-old woman doing it.
My papa looked at me and said, let's all sit down to eat.
Great scam, though, that the people have going.
Oh, absolutely. What a great... Did you get this at the Record Mart? Is this where this came from?
Yeah.
You know, honest to God, can you imagine a funnier album, though, to, like, have a few cocktails and play at a party?
Hello, Shane, Don and Mike Show. Shane, buddy.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
There's still I'm a singer-songwriter. Hold on, turn it down.
Turn the radio down, please.
I'm a singer-songwriter, and when I was at Fanfare a couple years ago, they're still doing the exact same thing in Nashville today.
Sure.
Oh, where you got the big scam going, say, send us your poetry and we'll turn it into, you know, we'll buy it from you?
The guy came by and he said he had heard my CDs and stuff. And then what he did was say, come by my studio. So I went by the studio and he put on like a big game for like, I guess, 3 hours. And then he was talking about promoting me, coming to one of my shows. He even got to the point where he wanted me to jump out of a plane for like promotion.
But did he want you to pay for it?
Yeah, like $9,000.
Yeah, wow. See, that's always how it goes. But they want you to pay.
Got to be careful.
Oh, my God. They want you to pay the money.
You know, though, really, when you're talking about, like, writing lyrics for music, you might not hit home runs, but we're talking about, this
yeah,
is bad. This
Ryan.
Is horrible.
Thank stuff.
You, you know, I know we're 2 minutes late on the break here. I don't care. I want to play one more. We can come back to this some other time. I'll give you a choice of two, Mike.
Okay.
Either Baby, Set Your Date on Time,
mm-hmm.
or Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A no-brainer that's decision.
It. Okay, this is by...
This will suck.
This is by... This is by Sven...
We struck gold.
Sven Swanson. Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Please go deep, boys.
Santa Claus wanted to make a change. He left at home his old sleigh and reins. He got himself a foster ship to deliver his Christmas gifts.
God damn.
Ho, 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 here comes good old Santa. Ho, 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 here comes good old Santa. Santa is a wise old man. So no, When cold, he sure can stand.
So no?
He lights so easy on the chimney tops and delivers gifts at every stop. Girls and boys, he gives handy toys. Mom and Dad, he gives a Christmas joy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Good old Santa.
Santa.
Oh, oh, oh.
Santa.
Good old Santa.
Santa.
Santa's a wise old man.
Yeah.
The snow and the cold. Sure
is he saying snow in the cold? Snow is turning into clear. I think maybe there's a little more spend than
to chime it out. The old Christmas song. The good old bells have the same old ring.
Where's the part about Santa going modern? I mean, he started thinking about a spaceship.
I think that's the point of
the old reindeer.
Take ABBA out of the equation. Couldn't you make a case for Scandinavians being the least talented musical people in the world?
To give them all time to rest.
We're probably going to get a lot of phone calls where people have a list of.
You ever heard some Japanese singers?
Oh, you're right about that.
Oh, here comes good old
Good call. Touche.
He's a wise old man.
I think that was checkmate when you did that.
Oh,
you brought it over to Japan.
No.
Well, I think that's about it.
Can you imagine that? Imagine the producer sitting in there going, that's a wrap.
That's what I'm saying.
Put it in the can.
You got a picture of the schmuck that sends this in 1968.
Right.
Gets the phone call. Hey, is this Mike O'Mara?
Yeah.
Mike, we just received your piece of poetry. Let me see.
Santa's Modern Claus?
Santa Goes Modern.
Santa Goes Modern.
Santa Goes Modern?
Oh, yes, where he's out in the snow.
We believe that that is the greatest piece of music we've ever seen written in our lives.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
And rather than simply buy it from you outright,
right?
What we'd like you to do is buy a round-trip ticket to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is book your studio time.
Okay.
And we're going to hire an orchestra, an arranger, and a composer.
I am so thrilled.
And we're going to actually print this record because we want you to perform it.
You're going to print my record.
And we'll need you to bring $2,500 in cash.
Yes, yes, I will. What else do I need to get my recording contract?
Duh. That's how it works.
That is a fantastic idea. And I'll be singing it in the studio.
Yes.
Santa's Gone Modern.
Yes.
Thank you, duh.
Yes, Sean.
Thank you so much. I'm very looking forward to it.
Hello.
I'll be up to sing Santa Goes Modern.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Best thing I've heard since Ham and Eggs.
Oh, the Ham and Eggs.
Ham and Eggs is a classic.
That's a real song, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Dave.
Slop them.
Dave.
For the love of God, Don and Mike, please. I can't stand it anymore. Finally, I'm in Annapolis so I can hear you guys on 106.7. And I don't have to listen to you later because, of course, the 1300 station is jackasses. Won't play at the right time of the day so I can listen to you.
Right, right, right. What's your point?
I'm going nuts. I'm ready to jerk the car into oncoming traffic.
Oh, with these songs.
This is horrible.
Right, thank you, my friend. Well, that's the point. That's why we're playing.
The first mistake a lyricist makes, an amateur lyricist, is someone who writes a song trying to make sure that people understand what they're singing about. If you listen to some of the great songs, you throw that out the window. The great ones, right, they don't care.
Well, you know what? I want to stop this, but we got to go to...
How many roads will a man walk down before you can call him a man?
What?
What's that?
Something in the way she moves.
Absolutely. You think they gave an S? No.
Yeah, one more. Buzz, give me a... Just indulge me for a minute.
Who can make the sunrise?
Just let me hear this. This is by Johnny Drano.
Sprinkle it with goo.
Johnny Drano.
Johnny Drano. I lost my girl to an Argentinian cowboy.
Now, yeah. I like this already. I like this. Hey, they brought in the big guns for this. $10,000.
I lost my girl to an Argentina cowboy.
Yeah.
Bronco Buster, cow punching gay boy.
Gay boy.
Wow.
From the hip, cracks the bolo whip. Weak on the trigger, Brandon Iron Grip.
Johnny Drano.
Change the key like in the first...
God.
Jesus.
crazy.
I'm a honcho wrangler. I'm a honcho wrangler.
You're what? Horseshoe Wrangler?
We will come back to that in another day.
Yeah. Genius.
Johnny Drano, everybody.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
You see, the point there is it's a scam, everybody.
Yes.
It's a scam. You send your money to Hollywood.
How do you mean?
It's a scam.
It's a scam that those records were never released.
What is a...
honest record.
What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today's headline, like myself, the Pentagon says it won't make up the news.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike Show. That's very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Kevin Costner's new movie, Dragonfly, hits theaters this weekend. There's no celebrity nudity, but you do get to see some very scary, saggy National Geographic boobage when Costner visits some jungle natives towards the end of the flick. It's the saggiest boobage on film since Jack Black in Orange County. Now, if you want to see some good nudity at the theaters, go see the movie Super Troopers. Swedish supermodel Maria Thornburg makes her movie debut playing a sex-crazed German car thief. The bad news is she's only in a few scenes. The good news is you get a great look at her Swedish meatballs during a funny scene at one of the Super Troopers' apartments. My DVD pick to click this week is a new release called Maid. The movie is about a painter with Tourette syndrome played by Northern Exposure's Rob Morrill. Gorgeous redhead Laura Linney, who last year was nominated for an Academy Award, has a long, well-lit, fiery red full frontal scene posing for a painting 31 minutes and 10 seconds into the flick. Now that's rolling out the red carpet. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
The word
from
Planet Crackpot.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, I played this one, right?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right, I do.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me tell you that Johnny tells me that it's going to be late in the day today before the pictures from the teeth-tac-toe get up on the WNEW website, because we have to crop the girls' heads off.
Oh, yeah.
They would be worth the wait. We have to OJ the girls' heads.
Yes. Won't be disappointed.
So give us a couple hours and we'll get those up. Tomorrow on the program, the Friday low-budget Jeff RD. Plus, we're going to get back to re-rating women on tomorrow's episode.
All right.
We'll be calling other radio stations to find out our ratings, since Infinity is too cheap to buy them. And we'll continue our tribute to Black History Month. And I think rather than have Lisa on the spot tomorrow Mike and I will do a dual tribute to Black History Month.
Very good.
That's tomorrow's episode. What if you like Lisa? You know, I mean, if you're sad in the next room, tomorrow could be your day on Black History Month.
She looks happy.
Tell me what it's like to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Sure.
Tell me if the myths are true.
Sure, if I not.
The stories that I've heard.
Feels good.
News and comment with Buzz right now, brought to you by Totally Awesome Coeds. College Coed Dorm video that's uncensored. The video's free. You just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-596-3779 or visit www.totallyawesomecoeds.com. Oh, yes.
Must be 18 or older.
Yes.
Very
here
good.
Is Buzz with the news.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Today, the Pentagon's saying that it will not make up fake news about the war on terrorism. Reports this week said the Pentagon would do just that, to try to win the world's support for the war and to try to trick the enemy. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says, quote, the Pentagon does not issue disinformation to the foreign press or any other press. He says the new Office of Strategic Influence will try to shape world opinion and may try to fool the enemy.
That's a little scary, that name.
In World War II, the Allies tried to convince the Germans that the D-Day invasion would be somewhere other than Normandy.
Keep killing me.
Officials in Georgia now say the number of corpses to be found at that creepy crematorium could top 300.
Oh, again, no. Mike and I, what can we, every day.
I know. You know. Why does he have to have a story like this?
How many times have we got to apologize? Yesterday was 149, today it's 300.
I think, Don, I think 300 apologies will be in order when this is all done. They expect 300 bodies. They're up to 242 right now.
Who's counting, Buzz?
At that crematorium, exactly. 20 miles south of Chattanooga.
Where do they go up into the trees?
Now, at least one body was found in a nearby lake. Officials say they will drain the 3-acre lake to look for more corpses. The search for bodies is expected to take months and could cost some $8 to $10 million.
Way to go, fish.
First you blame the birds, now you blame the fish.
Well, they're not doing their job. This was our theme song,
yes?
While the machine was working. I'm burning. Yeah. I'm burning for you. Well, that's what used to be our theme, but of course, the machine hasn't been working for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, we're too busy to fix it, man.
Right.
Hey, what's the hassle?
You know, we needed a second business because we were getting creamed by the IRS.
Right. Former NBA star Jason Williams won't be helped by the picture on the front of today's New York Post.
Incidentally, Buzz, I can say something?
Yes?
Guilty.
Okay.
Nice.
The picture on the front of today's New York Post shows Williams holding a shotgun, possibly the one that killed a limo driver at Williams' mansion last week. The paper goes on to document a history of gunplay, most of it from Williams' autobiography. In the book, Williams talks about the time his mom shot at his dad after he'd cheated on her.
There are newspapers, and then there's the New York Post.
That's, man, right.
I tell you, there's not a day that goes by where that newspaper is not a pleasure to read.
Oh, absolutely. And really, right here, they're just quoting his book.
It's refreshing. You know, I'm sure they said bad stuff about it, and they will say bad stuff about it.
Sure.
And I don't care. I'm saying I love that newspaper.
Post Pub is good pub. Williams also tells of the time his older brother was shot by another brother. By the time his dad shot a guy who refused to pay off a 25-cent bet on a pool game.
Do you turn that into a machine gun?
Oh, you wanted to slow it down?
No, I said you can turn that into a machine gun.
No, it could stutter like you do. Don Geronimo.
And then suddenly the shooter asked for a shave and a haircut.
Police suspect Williams held the gun that killed the limo driver at a drinking party last week.
Let me show you some of the tricks I can do with my gun.
I also believe it was an accident.
Oh, it's an accident.
But quoting the driver's nephew.
Lordy.
It blew his heart out. It was a perfect shot.
Oh, man.
In his book, Williams also tells of the time he nearly accidentally killed Jet star Wayne Krebet. Today's air scare comes from the Big Easy.
Hey, Wayne!
Two concourses at the New Orleans International Airport were evacuated yesterday and closed for 5 hours after a suspicious package was found in a men's room.
Wow.
It was suspicious partly because it was wrapped in a newspaper showing long lines of airport passengers.
I left a suspicious package in the men's room earlier today.
Many suspicious
Suspicious about that, Mike.
They weren't wrapped in newspaper, though.
You don't know that.
About 1,000 Continental and Southwest Airlines passengers were moved to other concourses and rescreened while the bomb squad moved in. The bomb-sniffing dogs took a special interest in the package, and with good reason.
And you, early in the show, I wouldn't talk because the bomb-sniffing dogs should have come up here earlier.
Oh, your ass, Buzz.
Paybacks are hell. Turns out the package contained the popular Creole dish known as gumbo.
These dogs are trained to smell corn.
Buzz, we're running late.
Yeah.
There's a shock.
Yeah.
If only you'd done better on your black history quiz, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now. 877-365-3636 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. Pick your city, pick your poison, use your right phone number, be caller 100 right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Calhoun, resident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
America's favorite helmet, Don and Mike.
Here we are, and here is Guy J. Birdie. Hi, bud.
Hi, Don and Mike. The ratings rebounded for the Olympics coverage on NBC Tuesday. That's the night figure skater Michelle Kwan began her quest for the gold medal. Even though her routine was just 2.5 minutes, nearly 45 million people were watching. That's an audience almost as big as the one drawn by the opening ceremony. And finally, live by the gun, die by the gun.
Are we interrupting something?
You guys, can we help you?
Yeah.
No.
What do you have? Robin, Lisa, have something.
This is a pretty big story, I think.
Oh, I knew that, though.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
I knew that. Sorry.
Sorry.
Someone at our station got fired.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know.
I heard it yesterday. I thought I told you.
Oh, I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, thank
you. Sorry about the interruption.
Appreciate it.
Man, I'm glad you told me that. Finally, live by the gun, die by the gun. 39-year-old Clinton Williams of Largo, Florida, loved guns. He had at least 2 handguns and maybe 7 rifles of his own.
Spent a massive walkout.
He kept a .45 under the cushion of his couch in case he ever needed it to defend himself.
I can't go on.
He won't need it now. Clint, who weighed over 300 pounds, plopped down on that couch this week and the gun went off. The bullet ripped through his femoral artery. That's the big one in your thigh. He bled to death after essentially shooting himself in the butt.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, Buzz.
On the Don and Mike Show.
This is too much for me to take as far as people leaving the company. You tell me, one day it's for Reed.
Yes.
And for all the great calls today. Thank you. The girls who came down to play the tic-tac-toe.
Liza, Lisa, and Candy.
We'll have their pictures on WNEW.com at some point. Later today, trust me, Johnny is busting his polio-ridden ass to get those pictures up right now.
He's trying.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Is the blower activated? The blower is activated. Don and Mike Show, hello. Hello. That's a bad phone bank right there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hello.
I'm calling 100, aren't I?
There you go. Who is this?
This is Cheeto. How you doing, Don and Mike?
Who is this?
This is Cheeto.
What the F is this voice?
Cheeto.
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 One of your biggest listeners. One of your biggest fans.
Cheeto, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Southern California.
Cheeto. Mike, don't do the... Mike, it's not sacrilege.
No, it isn't.
Now, I don't know why you guys... I think this is a good caller. Why are you guys pissed off at this caller?
I don't know.
God, look at them doing their dance.
Merely an excuse to dance.
Look at that. My friend, you have won a 20-minute prepaid phone card from Sprint. Now you can save $150 on 2 Sprint PCS phones in the mail of rebate. Sprint PCS.
Cellular. I love you guys, man.
Love you.
Me too.
You would be highly offended if you saw the Sacramento dance Mike was doing in your honor. Because Stockton is close to Sacramento.
Offended because, you know, I'm mad at those guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's because of them that, you know, well, you know.
Yeah, tape delay.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Who can blame you?
Okay, thank you, my friend. Hold on a second.
Wow.
God damn.
It's a violent reaction. Great.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. Well, we've got a minute left.
Yeah. Really, my new favorite part.
Okay.
The company ain't going to pay for the ratings.
I'm going to turn my headphones up.
The company ain't going to pay for the ratings. We're just going to take the last minute of the show every day to do whatever it is that we need to do.
Good right job. Back at you, Lisa. Nice job today.
6:30, Mike?
When does she come?
6:30 tonight, guys. Right. 6:30 tonight.
Hey, don't do that crap just for the last minute. She never comes in and says, good show.
Yeah, Lisa, come back in here. Every day she does
that. Come on, be real. Christ.
Be real.
Good show, guys.
Excellent job.
Good show, guys.
She's going to come back. Now, Lisa, Don wants you to come in and be real.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Come here, ass. Okay, I guess, there you go.
Right, Don's up. What? She didn't even hear you.
You never come in after the show and go, Good show, guys. Good job, guys.
I was helping to, you know.
Kill the time.
Kill the minute.
Gotcha. So just be real, honey.
Baby.
I am keeping it real.
Oh,
right?
No, you're not.
Be real.
F you.
Rob, you. There you go. That's real. Thank you.
God.
Rob,
God.
Throw your head in the air, please, just like Sydney.
Tyler Moore.
Mike? I think you're just chasing her, but come on.
No, I was not. Toodaloo.
Ass. So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, yeah, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.